Hello, everyone. My name is David, and I'm a meteorologist. I'm here today to talk to you about my job and how we use sophisticated computer models to predict changes in the atmosphere.
People often assume I became fascinated by the weather after experiencing a terrifying thunderstorm as a child. While those events are certainly memorable and usually catch a child's attention, it was actually a fascinating documentary I watched when I was 10 that really sparked my passion for the subject. I was absolutely mesmerized by how the sky worked. When I went to university, I initially thought about doing a degree in physics. I knew I needed a strong background in science, but I eventually decided that geography was a better fit for my interests. It allowed me to study climate patterns in more detail and understand how weather shapes our natural environment.
Now, in my day-to-day work, I rely heavily on computer models. When people think of weather forecasts, they usually assume our primary focus is on measuring temperature or perhaps predicting rainfall. But the models are actually designed to track changes in air pressure across the globe. That invisible force is the real engine driving atmospheric shifts.
To make these models work effectively, we need a massive amount of data. We get satellite images and radar feeds constantly, which are incredibly useful for observing broad patterns. Yet for the most accurate high-altitude readings, we still depend primarily on weather balloons. These are launched twice a day from stations all around the world and provide the most vital statistics.
You might wonder what specific weather events I focus on. Many of my colleagues spend their time tracking severe events like tornadoes or keeping an eye out for devastating hurricanes. Instead, I've chosen to specialise in forecasting fog. It sounds far less exciting, I know, but it's actually one of the most notoriously difficult conditions for our models to predict accurately.
Because the atmosphere is so incredibly complex, the calculations required are mind-boggling. You couldn't possibly run these simulations on a standard desktop machine or even a high-end laptop. We have to use a massive supercomputer located at our national headquarters. It is capable of processing billions of data points in real time.
Even with this state-of-the-art technology, extreme weather keeps us on our toes. Last summer, everyone was talking about the endless heatwaves, but the event that truly tested our models was a severe snowstorm that hit us quite unexpectedly in late November. We had to work around the clock to update our predictions and keep the public safe.
One of the most challenging aspects of my job isn't the complex mathematics, it's communicating the forecast to the general public. When creating visuals for television or smartphone apps, selecting the right symbols is crucial. A poorly chosen icon can easily lead to widespread panic or simply cause unnecessary confusion.
Looking ahead, we are constantly trying to improve our computer models. While a lot of national funding goes into making forecasts better for the aviation industry, my personal goal is to refine our models to specifically benefit farming. Unpredictable weather can completely devastate a year's crop, so accurate forecasting is vital for our food supply.
Finally, if any of you are considering a career in meteorology, you obviously need to be comfortable with numbers. But don't just focus on maths. Having a solid background in coding is absolutely essential these days. You will spend a huge portion of your time writing scripts to analyze data. Thank you for listening.